You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85 plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code NEWS at Kachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at KACHAVA.com, code NEWS.
Almost at the weekend and almost through our first full work week in the new year. I hope wherever you're lurking in from that you are safe and sound, and you're about to embark on what is going to be a tremendous Thursday. It's going to be the greatest Thursday ever. Oh, the Beach Bunker House. We got chairs set up for you. We got a chair for you. A chair for you. Sit on that boat if you want. Sit on the steps. Houses in Los Angeles, not a good sight this morning. It's a disaster zone. We'll give you an update on the fire situation in Southern California. And I do have some friends down there that I've been in contact with. There's been some good news here, especially when it comes to putting people in temporary housing. Airbnb has stepped up, and they're providing free accommodations at any Airbnb in the southern part of Los Angeles. So that is just fantastic news. Uber and Lyft giving free rides to displaced folks. But again, a lot of people going through an awful lot right now in Los Angeles with the fires going on. We'll give you an update in just a little bit, and we'll take a look at some of the dramatic pictures that are coming out of Southern California. It is unprecedented, probably the worst fire that the city has ever seen. Coming up also this morning on the show, because we are the show about food and fun places and the mayhem of life, we've got a weight problem in Canada. And I'm not talking about my Christmas and New Year's weight. We're talking about meat. Leave it to CBC's Marketplace has done an investigation into Canadian grocery stores. And it appears that there is growing concern that the meat that you and I are buying is not being weighed properly. Bum, bum, bum. We've got the details coming up on the show. Also on the show this morning, the Super 8 Hotel in Winnipeg making some big news, went viral coast to coast. Not entirely sure why, because they weren't the only ones doing this after Trudeau resigned, but we'll talk a little bit about that. And when it comes to traveling to Europe, you're going to have to pay a new entry fee to get to the UK starting today. How lovely is that? Another little cash grab going on. We'll explain what's happening there this morning. And why there's a warning this morning that you should not eat your Christmas tree. How would you even go about your business of the day without being part of this show? This is an official warning. We'll tell you what government has had to issue this warning. Please do not eat your Christmas tree. If you needed a laugh, I've got it for you. We are in times of continued stress, and you need to have a night out. You need to have a little bit of laughter, and you need to have some fun. And that's why you got to get up to the Elkhorn Resort, Clarsaux Nordic Spa, January 25th. A powerhouse night of laughter featuring Troy Teridian, Serena Shane, Scott Porteous, and Herbert Henrys. This complete night of comedy costs you just $35 for 2 tickets. That's the early bird cost. 2 for $35. General admission is $20. It's an 18-plus show. That's January 25th at the Elkhorn Resort. On January 21st, look for a creative evening of drinks and painting with Shane. Tickets are just $45. There's a cash bar available. And again, that's on the 21st. And coming up this weekend at the Buffalo Bar is the Miles Track Trio. That's happening tomorrow and Saturday at the Buffalo Bar at Elkhorn Resort. Check them out at elkhornresort.mb.ca. At Sunrise Credit Union, cooperative banking, where they reinvest profits right back into the community. Sunrise Credit Union has some very attractive rates on things like car loans right now. You can get a car loan to get you into a nice new set of wheels. Mortgage rates continue to come down. And if you're looking to refinance your mortgage, please give our friends at Sunrise Credit Union a call. You can visit them on the web at sunrisecu.mb.ca. Give them a visit on the web, give them a call, or visit one of their 19 locations across southern Manitoba. And once you get that car, it's going to be brand new. You're going to love it. You're going to want to protect it. You're going to want to make sure that it lasts as long as possible. And that's why you're going to take it over to Auto Fashion. And they'll coat it for you in special kryptonite protective coating. Not ceramic coating, but they do such a great job of high-end vehicles, or vehicles that just, you know what, you've made a big investment and you want to take care of it. So you want to take it over to Auto Fashion, where they not just do detailing, it's fine auto finishing, hail and scratch and dent repair. They'll do it all for you. 255 17th Street North, behind Lee's Buffet, next to the car wash. Look for the big green A's at Auto Fashion. This comes to us from the TV show Marketplace, and they have done an investigation into how much meat we're actually getting in the package that we buy. A lot of us don't have time to actually double check. We just go to the store. We buy the meat. We say, all right, give me the hamburger. Got to get that home. Throw it in the pot. Make some chili. Maybe make some hamburgers. But this woman, her name is Iris Griffin. She had the time to weigh her meat. She took her little package of hamburger home, and then she put it on the scale. And what she found out is going to keep you up at night. It's not the right weight. What's going on? Are you telling me that big grocery is starting to gouge us? What? So Iris filed a complaint with the Canadian Food Inspection Agency. She discovered the ground beef that she bought in Manitoba. She got this here at a superstore in Winnipeg. It didn't weigh what it was supposed to. So she called Marketplace, and they went in and started buying ground beef. They visited 7 major grocery stores in 3 different provinces and discovered the packages of underweight meat in 4 of them. 2 Loblaw stores and 1 Sobeys owned location, plus 1 Walmart. Calculated overcharged per item ranged from 4 to 11%. So what is she paying for that ground beef there? Like $18, like 11%? That's $2. In late November 2023, Iris bought a package of ground beef in Winnipeg. The beef's label stated that its net weight was 1.834 kilograms, but when Griffin weighed the meat in order to freeze equal portions, it turned out to be 1.7. She said the weight of the beef's hard plastic tray made up for the missing weight, so she figures the meat had been incorrectly weighed. Interesting. So I guess that really becomes the question. When you buy your meat, are you paying for the packaging too? But should they be weighing the package? Now, I don't think that they do that when it comes to cold cuts, right? Like when I go and buy some ham or something like that. Oh, hang on. I got to sneeze. Hang on. So when I go and buy ham or something like that, like at the deli, and they slice it in front of you, they put that super ultra paper thin piece of paper on the weigh scale as to not have my meat touch the weigh scale. And it doesn't affect the weight at all, because it's like the super paper thin. And then they put the ham on there, and then it starts to increase in weight. And then I go, okay, that's enough. That's all the money I have. And then they take the meat, and then they wrap it in a package, and then that's what I pay for. So When they weigh it right in front of you, there's really no way around it. I'm feeling pretty confident that I'm getting what I paid for. But when it comes to things like ground beef, especially when you buy it in what they call the family pack, the super size, the family size, at what point do they use a 2-pound tray? like literally, if I was a shiesty business person and decided I could get a 1/2-pound tray cheap, that plastic. Well, you know what? We had to weigh it all together. Iris said that when she did the calculation on the ground beef that she had bought and the fact that they had used the container as part of the general weight, they had overcharged her about $1.27 on a $17 tray of meat, which isn't the end of the world. It's $1.27, but if you're buying one of those packages every month, that ends up over the course of a year being a free package or an additional package of hamburger for you and your family. MJ says, I know they've done that with chickens. Loretta says, not surprised about that. Molly says she thinks those trays could add as much as 25%. Now, Loblaws has apologized. We are so sorry. They said in an email that due to an error involving a change in packaging, there's a small number of underweighted meat products in 80 stores across Western Canada. Okay. They go on to say we have a robust internal process that controls in place, and they're subject to occasional operational error. Even though 97% of our 2,400 stores were unaffected, any pricing issues that results in any overcharge is one too many. So then Marketplace went and got 6 items from the store, and then including some chicken. And the overcharges on a $100 bill when it came to meat ended up being about $5. $5. And I mean, every dollar is counting nowadays, guys. You know this, right? I mean, we're pinching pennies here. Yellow Jacket says it is the law through weight and measures that the fare must be taken off before the consumer is charged. Several packages of underweighted pork, chicken, and beef were found at Sobeys in Toronto in 2024 and a Walmart in Richmond, BC. Again, by Marketplace, it appeared the products at both stores had been weighed with the packaging. They bought 6 items from each store and calculated a total overcharge of about $2.62 on a $38 bill. And so this is obviously creating a great deal of concern among consumers across Canada this morning. That's not all. That's not all, folks. If you think that it's just meat that it's happening with, no, it's happening with your cereal as well. If you eat breakfast cereal, ooh, we're really getting it taken to us, aren't we? Shoppers discover boxes of Cheerios, bags of Loblaws, chips that weigh far less than advertised. Are we going to have to start weighing all the food that we buy? We do not have time to do this. We do not have time to do this. This is how bad things are getting in the food business. Oh, we apologize. We mislabeled the weight. Okay. General Mills admitted to a packaging error with its honey nut and multigrain jumbo packs of Cheerios breakfast cereal. Wow, so not only do we have to contend with shrinkflation, but now they're just, sorry about that. Mistakes happen. Quentin says, Tyler Glenn, that is actually a good price. Oh, I think the price is good. I think having $1,000 rolling around in your jeans is what I'm saying is like, wow. Fantastic. Holy cow. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of cash. I could probably sell a kidney. You can also do a barter thing. And it's the best beef you'll ever eat, says MJ. Well, I guess so. Yellow Jacket says taking reusable containers to stores, you have to take them to the tills to be weighed, and then the tear is taken off. That's a new term for me. I've never heard of that. Tear. I learned something today. The tear is taken off once they are filled. This is all new to me. I go in, I go out, I pay, and I'm on my way. I'm one of these people that's not weighing their food. I would have no clue that this is happening to me. Watch your chips. Although, I mean, if they give me a little less chips, that's probably not a bad thing. I don't really need to have more chips. Trying to be healthy in the new year. It doesn't appear to be widespread, but, you know, it's something that we have to keep in mind because, you know, everybody's watching a dollar. Everybody's watching to make sure that, you know, we get the biggest bang for our buck. Quentin says, it's funny when people freak out over the price of grapes. You don't have to buy the whole bag. The scales are right there. I buy them one at a time. You don't realize you can buy one grape, you know. Now, you do get funny looks at the till, but, you know, I sometimes will splurge. I'll buy six grapes, and we will gather around family, gather around. Papa is home. Papa is home with fresh fruit. I have six grapes. It only cost me $15 for six grapes. It's 2024. Well, actually, it's 2025. So, here, let's hope that by the end of 2025, we can get a whole bag of grapes for $15. A whole, maybe I got my fingers crossed. I'm thinking that we are going to end the year much better than we started it. Skydancer Casino opens 7 days a week and 24 hours Thursday through Saturday, just 90 minutes south of Brandon in Belcourt, North Dakota. Oh, man, they have got some great concerts for 2025, including Joe Nichols on the 15th of February, Tracy Byrd this fall, Little John coming in August. Of course, they've got the water park there. If you just need a quick and easy getaway, an affordable getaway, Canadian APAR, if you're part of the Players Club, ask for details at the Players Club counter at Skydancer Casino. And get some Canadian get your U.S. at par if you have a certain number of points on your player's card. Again, check out SkydancerCasino.com for more. You can also check them out on their social media channels on Facebook, Instagram, and on Twitter, too, so that you can follow along and see what the next big acts are going to be at the Skydancer Casino. The official oil change of the Tyler Glenn Show is Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express. They're at 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon, making sure that there's a donation to the Bear Clan Samaritan House and Helping Hands. Every time you pull up to those doors and get an oil change at 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon, you can go upstairs, have some treats in Allison's. They show you your filters while you wait. You're in and out and on your way from the friendly staff at Murray's, and you'll be good to go the rest of the winter when you get those fluids all addressed. At Murray's Certified Service Express. And, of course, our friends Curtis and the crew at Kuiper's Family Bakery. And once again, we want to say a huge congratulations on an amazing 2024 for Kuiper's Family Bakery, their best year ever. And it has to do a lot with the community involvement that they have. If you saw the social media post from Kurt at Kuiper's, the buns that were part of the Christmas hampers this year locally for things like Adopt the Family and Christmas Cheer, supplied by Curtis and the crew at Kuiper's Family Bakery. I mean, they are always stepping up to do an amazing job in the community, whether it be community barbecues, special events, or lending a helping hand to those in need over the holiday season. That's the kind of business that you're dealing with when you go and get your treats at Kuiper's Family Bakery, 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner beside Tasty's. So Justin Trudeau resigned this week on Monday, started a big chain reaction of events, and this went viral yesterday. It is a hotel in East Winnipeg, and this is the picture that was making the rounds. So after he resigned, the Super 8 by Wyndham East Winnipeg said, we're going to have a Trudeau resignation special, half off our rooms. Apparently, it was for that one Monday night only. It was a joke. And you know what? I have seen pictures of literally dozens of businesses from coast to coast who had similar offers. Buy one, get one. The Trudeau resignation special. 20% off a cup of coffee. 20%, you know, 10% off a burger. I think Dairy Queen in BC, or several Dairy Queens had a burger special because he resigned. I thought it was kind of funny. And then we get on with our life. But oh, no. Oh, no. The national media picked up on it. And they're like, so what do you think of this? Is this even appropriate? Really? Is it appropriate? Have we completely lost our minds? Do you not have a sense of humor? And I'm sorry, this is the most business unfriendly prime minister in the history of Canada. I would think that most businesses in this country are happy that he is not prime minister anymore. Oh, I wonder what Wyndham would think of something like this. Terry says, I'll be sure to never give that hotel any of my business. I'm surprised that they don't have a corporate policy, says Jason, on these kinds of public posts. It can affect the image of the brand. However, Linda says, I love it. Justin says, different Justin, obviously. This brings them more business. This is great marketing. Why not? I love it. Give people a giggle and something to talk about. Just word of mouth from this sign will bring people in for a staycation giveaway. And then you have people debating on whether or not he resigned. You've got people saying, okay, it's fake news. He's going to stay in office. This is dumb anyway. Ryan says, before you get too excited, Justin may not be planning to resign in March. I found a video. Do some research. Lots. I love that. Do some research. But I mean, the bottom line is that the hotel went viral because of that picture, and a lot of people are pissed off. This is totally inappropriate. I wonder what at Wyndham, that's the hotel chain, would think of one of their operators behaving in this matter. And then people start getting nasty, accusing the hotel of bad things. That's awful. Braden says, I love this. And then a lot of political commentary. Wynette says, might generate business from like two or three people. Two or three people? Have you seen the polls? I mean, people were excited. There was like jubilation. We thought there was going to be a parade.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and fleet services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with good intentions, only to sacrifice nutrition for convenience. Keep your body and mind nourished with whole body meal shakes from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But it actually tastes delicious. Try one of Kachava's indulgent flavors today. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags. Go to kachava.com and use code NEWS. That's KACHAVA.com, code NEWS.
It's a mess. It is a mess. There are 30,000 people that are still not in their homes and won't be. Their homes completely destroyed. Hundreds of thousands of people are without power. This is the latest. This is a live shot of Los Angeles this morning.
It was actually kind of going a little bit out to the west earlier on. So there definitely was just moments ago a change in that wind. Those embers, they're dropping down and they're falling into these neighborhoods down here. I'm going to show you just what the firefighters are dealing with, but on a kind of a micro scale. Look at that. That right there, that is new growth for that fire. And it is in a low spot. So that fire definitely going to start growing up here and start the terrain going to start rising. There are some homes nearby, but these homes pretty much at a distance farther away than it really seems to look. I'd say probably about a mile from the nearest home. Actually, just noticing that right there, I believe that's going to be some sort of fire vehicle. So they are aware of what's going on and they probably are taking a peek at that hot spot. I'm going to bring up the map real quick, showing the viewers kind of what's going on and where a lot of this stuff is. This is going to be, right there. This is going to be very, very close to the Brentwood area, but still technically the Palisades. As I pan down over here, this is going to be the areas where Gigi's at and other of our crews and a lot of that devastation. Those 1,000 homes that were destroyed, I would venture to say they're going to be somewhere right here in this area because you can see how it is all darkness. And this would be an area that usually would be lit up, much like you see on a lot of when we show those wide shots of the city. But right now, all in darkness due to all of those homes being destroyed. Hotspots that have been popping up. I believe that that is going to be an actual structure right there. We've been seeing this all morning long. A lot of times there's going to be too much smoke in the area where you really can't see what is burning. But this one, if you look, you can clearly see that that is some sort of structure right there. And they actually have some firefighters nearby. This is actually very dynamic and something that we have not seen in Southern California in a very, very long time. And of course, with the map, you can kind of get an idea where this is. When the sun comes up, we're going to have a, be able to kind of see more of that, the areas that have been devastated. These hotspots continue to pop up. LA, all the fire departments that are down there, I can't even really say for sure which fire department is actually battling those flames because we have so many multiple agencies down there helping to keep this.
That looks huge from the air.
The ones that
imagine
have
what that's like on the ground.
The fires fight still very, very active and very sporadic. Even though the winds are a little bit lighter, it is still a very sporadic firefight. But the bulk of the fire right now up on that hillside, up on those hills, but that's still technically in the Palisades. And those homes that you see nearby, those are about a mile away. But I can tell you, if that was my house or I knew somebody that lived there, I would be concerned. I'm sure they are as well. But of course, the firefighters, they know about it. Aerial support coming back apparently as day breaks. And we've been watching those helicopters, but we're very, very hopeful now that we have lighter winds. These winds have not stopped, but just lighter winds. We're going to be able to see some of those fixed wings. We'll see those big Foscheck drops and hopefully see those super scoopers picking up water from the ocean. It's just a short hop over here to these flames. Hopefully they'll get a lot of this in check this afternoon.
Yes.
And there are Canadians down there helping with the fight. There is firefighters and helicopters from Quebec and BC that are down there to help with the situation in Southern California. And again, the Sunseekers, friends and family of Sunseekers, that's people who are watching, lurking, listening to this show. Everybody has been safe and accounted for, although there are a lot of people that we know that have been evacuated from their homes and are staying in either an Airbnb or a hotel or have simply left town. And thankfully, most had lots of warning to get out. And you think to yourself, what you would grab, what would, you know, what whatever you could just load into your car, your pets, your family, some pictures, some video, maybe some family heirlooms, and get the hell out of there. Stuff can be replaced, but people cannot be. And as you heard in that report, the winds are slowly starting to improve. There were 80-mile-an-hour winds. My buddy was telling me it was hard to sleep. The windows were shaking. The winds, and that alone can cause destruction, power outages, trees coming down, property damage. But when you've got fires like the fires that burn in Southern California, add some of that 80-mile-an-hour wind in there, it is nasty, nasty stuff. So things are improving. That's the good news. That is so scary, said Blessed Mama. No kidding. Especially with all the power out. There's like 1.5 million people without power. That's like double the city of Winnipeg. 30,000 people evacuated. I cannot imagine what these people are going through. Absolutely. Although we are very happy that everybody is safe and accounted for, and we're also happy that things are slowly improving, slowly starting to get better. If 2024, in the rearview mirror, your house is going bye-bye, you're getting some new digs, a new crib, as they say, you're going to want to remember our friends at Epla Office because they are your legal experts to help you with land transfer and all the mumbo-jumbo and paperwork, the boring stuff, the complicated stuff. They can put it in plain speak in English for you at an affordable price. You are going to love dealing with Epla Office. And if you are thinking of putting together a will, you've got an estate plan. It's not a lot of fun doing that, but they can make it easy at App Law Office. You'll find them at 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC. Look for the blue building there, the blue trim, and you will find our friends at App Law Office. At Tim Hortons of Western Manitoba, I bet you saw yesterday how they have got that beautiful new value menu at Tim Hortons. It's an opportunity for you to check out some great new treats starting at just $2.99. They call it the new Tim Selects menu, the spinach and feta savory egg pastry, the everything bagel and cream cheese is an option for you, the pinwheel. They've also got omelets available. The Tim Selects everyday value menu. Your options start at $2.99 plus tax. at participating Tim Hortons. And of course, we've got 10 area Tim Hortons locations to serve you with the delicious treats. If you want to check out the Tim Selects or maybe a wrap or a breakfast sandwich, or of course, their delicious coffee that always powers the Tyler Glenn Show and powers so many across southwestern Manitoba, you'll find Tim Hortons in Brandon, Verdon, Neepawa, Dauphin, and in Moosomin. And Co-ops of Westman, you're at home here. I want to say a special thank you to Co-ops of Westman for and our butchers and our meat makers and the people who work in the meat departments at Co-op. Because after, if you caught hour one of the show, you know what I'm talking about. I love the folks at the Co-op meat department. Now, because Taste of Tuesday is Co-op Gold, and we're always checking out the new products from Co-op Gold, we don't often get a chance to sample the meats in our local co-ops. But I can tell you firsthand, off to the side, that is the meat supplier of this guy. My bacon, my chops, my beef, I am always getting it from the great crew at Co-ops of Westman because they do a phenomenal job. The quality is number one, and it doesn't matter which co-op you go to, you can be guaranteed that you're going to get first quality meats at your co-ops of Westman. So we salute you, men and women in the white aprons that have blood all over the front. We love you. No hugs right now because you got blood on your apron. Heritage, Pemina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, and Hamiota Co-op. Thank you so much, Co-ops of Westman. So there was an announcement made yesterday by the NHL that Florida will be hosting what they call the Winter Classic. They'll go into a football stadium and they'll put essentially an ice rink in a football stadium. They've done it. Edmonton pops into my mind right away because that is a big stadium up there. And they put the rink in and it gets nice and cold and then everybody dresses up and then they play outside just the way it used to be, the way we used to play the great game, outside on real ice. Everybody freezing their butts off, including the players, because you're not just facing the opposition, you're facing the elements. But yesterday's announcement of the NHL planning to host two outdoor games in Florida in 2026, does the NHL know something about climate change that I'm not in the loop on? I have questions. First off, the Americans win the World Juniors. Okay, so now hockey's their thing, not our thing anymore. Now they've taken the damn Winter Classic. How are they doing this? How are they going to take winter from us? We have nothing left. Soon they're going to say, okay, Florida plans to import some snowstorms in 2026. All we had was hockey. Now we don't have that anymore. We don't even have hockey. They took it. Next time, let's go outside. Thank you, NHL. All I ask is that when you do this, you guys, don't pretend like you're roughing it, because it's not rough sitting outside in 70 degrees watching a sporting event. Give me a break. Let's just eat the Christmas trees. It's actually happening. People are eating their Christmas trees. And there is a reason for it. This originated in Belgium. The country's food agency has warned against using evergreens in food after the city of Ghent suggested an unusual form of recycling, something called spruce needle butter. Apparently, this is where you take your Christmas tree and the spruce needles, you kind of boil them, and then you take the juice of the spruce needles and you mix it with butter, and apparently, it is good. Now, we do live in the era of TikTok, of course. So when they say Tide Pods taste like candy, people are off to the laundry room to scarf back a couple of Tide Pods.
Have you ever tried to stick a condom up your nose? Try that. This sticks on a kill. How about we eat our Christmas trees?
Your Christmas tree should not be eaten. The city acknowledged that there could be dangers in doing so. Now, the city of Ghent credited Scandinavian cooks with the idea of picking the needles, boiling them, and then drying them, and then mixing them with butter. Christmas trees are not intended to end up in the food chain, said an agency spokesperson in an email on Wednesday. A consumer may not know if their tree had flame retardants on it, and then you would be eating chemicals. And even if parts of the evergreens are sometimes used in cooking, she said, not all are edible. The assertion surprised some who know the region's food best. We don't eat our Christmas trees, said Bettina Bull, a curator and food historian at Green Museum in Denmark. I have a lot of old cookbooks published in Denmark, she says, but I have not seen anyone eat their Christmas tree. So this is something that, thanks to social media, has kind of grown completely out of control. Ghent's suggestion is hardly the only creative approach to trying to recycle a holiday tree, although the carcasses of many holiday evergreens are discarded with trash bags. In Britain and Germany, castaway trees have been used as toys for zoo animals. In New York, they're turned into wood chips and mulch, which is the way it should be. Crafters making sachets and coasters love the smell when they put them in the wood chipper. Can't you just... Oh, that's a great smell. Smell is one thing. Snack is quite another. Some people are using evergreen materials to infuse booze. High-end chefs in high-end restaurants have served grilled reindeer heart on a bed of fresh pine. Can you... Oh, my God.
We went out for a delightful meal. We had some fresh reindeer heart served on a Christmas tree. We call it Santa's Butcher Shop.
What kind of crazy person are you? And again, think of the children. Okay, kids, we're going out for supper tonight. Great, Dad, where are we going? We're going to go for something fancy tonight. We're going to have Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer on a plate. He's going to be served on a Christmas tree, and actually, it's his heart. Fa-la-la-la-la, Merry Christmas to all. Weesh. Hey, a special thanks to everybody who dropped by a Win Back Wednesday at Headley's Health Hut yesterday. Quick reminder, they're going to be doing this every second Wednesday of the month. Your opportunity to win back your purchase up to $500 in receipts. This is happening at Headley's Health Hut at 1314 Richmond Avenue, formerly at the Shoppers Mall. They have a beautiful new location, Westman's top selection of vitamins, herbs, local products, gifts, clean beauty, sugar-free, and gluten-free snacks. They're the exclusive retailer of Joe's gluten-free goodies, from cookies to pierogies and more. The Brandon Boats 2024 Health Food Store and Health Supplement Store of the Year. Give them a follow on their Facebook page, and you can see all the amazing products that they have to offer and specials that sometimes happen every couple of days. Check it out. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Headley's Health Hut. Visit them on Richmond Avenue in Brandon. If you visit the website at leons.ca, you can shop by category: mattresses, dining rooms, bedrooms, accents, baby furniture, home office, and a whole lot more. Leons.ca. Pick out the cool stuff you want, and then go visit them at 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. And Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon, Westman's number one EV dealership. Oh, the price of gas just keeps going up and up. And, of course, they had to put back the tax. That Manitoba tax is back on the gas. And, you know, there's only one way we go from here. Up, 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 and up, and up. So an EV is an excellent alternative to putting gas in the tank. And Westman's number one EV destination at 1500 Richmond Avenue has some awesome EV options, including the Silverado, the Hummer, the Blazer, the Equinox. Ultimate flexibility to find the fit for your lifestyle. Of course, there's provincial rebates and federal savings. There is federal and provincial rebates, savings on maintenance, and fuel savings, too. Westman's number one EV dealership is Murray GM in Brandon, 1500 Richmond Avenue. What I'm about to show you will change the way you look at our little Highway 10. Now, Highway 10, so Flin Flon is pretty much halfway up to Manitoba, to the tip, to like Hudson Bay area. I mean, it's Flin Flon, the paw, that is far north. Not quite as far north as Thompson, mind you, but that's a ways up there. And then as it comes down, comes through Dauphin, comes through Riding Mount National Park, comes through Clear Lake, Erickson, Ononal, Menendosa, through our town, and then goes down to the U.S. border, Highway 10 does. And so it's a highway that's pretty popular. It's traveled a fair amount in our area. And what does Highway 10 become in Brandon? Highway 10 is 18th Street, I believe. 18th Street is Highway 10. And then it comes out of Brandon, goes down to Boise of Ain to the U.S. border. Next time you're on Highway 10, you'll have to think to yourself, if I stay on Highway 10 and I don't turn, you don't use your turn signal once. It is one of the longest highways, continuous highway, that isn't an interstate in North America. Because once you cross into the United States, Highway 10 becomes 281. And again, if you have snowbirds in your life and they've talked about 281, you like, I'm telling you something you already know. Because a lot of snowbirds like to take this right down to South Texas, right down to the Mexican border when they get away for the winter. This highway stretches 1,875 miles, making it the longest continuous three-digit U.S. route in North America. Now, 281 starts at the Peace Garden. Again, 10 flips over to 281 as soon as you cross over. And just think, you could stay on 281 and get all the way to Mexico. It goes to Hidalgo, Texas, McAllen, Hidalgo International Bridge, where it turns into International Boulevard and ends in Brownsville, Texas, meters from the Mexican border. Useless trivia. That's my Cliff Clavin moment of the day. Want to thank you, Sunseekers, for joining our ride where bright rays and good vibes collide. Goodbye for now, but it's not the end. We'll see you soon, like the sun once again. And in the meantime, we'll have a beach chair waiting for you at the Beach Bunker Beach House. Have a great day, guys. See you tomorrow.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with good intentions, only to sacrifice nutrition for convenience. Keep your body and mind nourished with whole body meal shakes from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But it actually tastes delicious. Try one of Kachava's indulgent flavors today. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags. Go to kachava.com and use code NEWS. That's KACHAVA.com, code NEWS.